This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Loud pro-immigrant protests across Southern California,
sending choking clouds of tire smoke into the air. Some people are urging them not to do that out of concern some driver might lose control and strike people.
It's February 3rd. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, prosecutors on the Menendez brothers case say they were demoted unfairly.
And they were just doing their job. They looked at the law. They felt that the law said that the Menendez brothers should be resentenced.
And have the Grammys gotten over all their drama?
Whether or not you think the Grammys should matter, do matter, that's a separate question. But if you accept that they do, I think his work is going a long way toward making that case.
It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. They're calling it the National A Day Without Immigrants movement. Protests across the country and across Southern California. One of the biggest in downtown L.A. grew to hundreds, maybe thousands, blocking the area around the 101 freeway. Here's a snapshot of it from Pete Demetrio.
Yeah, what was originally confined to Spring Street, Main Street, Arcadia, and Aliso Streets, well, more protesters have decided they want to spread out the protest. They're moving all the way up to Hill Street and Broadway and south to Los Angeles Street, lining the rails with sidewalks with flag-waving protesters. A disturbing sign. You've got a lot of cars that are parked here or are creeping forward only inches at a time on Main Street. But some, and they're one of the last 90 seconds before my broadcast began, started doing stationary burnouts, sending choking clouds of tire smoke into the air. Some people are urging them not to do that out of concern some driver might lose control and strike people. That guy has probably put a half an inch to 2 inches of rubber on the road in the last 15 or so minutes. He burns it out. People come, take pictures, stand in front of it, and then all of a sudden realize they're breathing in that stuff and it's not really the best thing in the world to do. The flags here continuing to wave in the wind as it's getting a little bit colder here. Salvadoran, Mexican, Guatemalan flags, and of course, as I mentioned, the hybrid flags, showing the flags of those Latin American countries mixed with the stars and stripes, and a sign saying, we are citizens too.
Yeah, it's meant to shine a light on the role immigrants play in the economy, protest the policies of the Trump administration. Several businesses across the country shut down today in solidarity with the protesters. The new L.A. County D.A. Nathan Hochman's being accused of punishing two prosecutors who recommended the Menendez brothers get out of prison. Their names are Brock Lunsford and Nancy Thurberge, and they have filed papers that they intend to sue Hochman for retaliation, defamation, and discrimination. Here's their lawyer, Justin Shigarian, who says the two were demoted from their jobs to the bottom of the org chart in the DA's office.
Our clients in the DA's office, they were in charge of the resentencing unit, and they were just doing their job. They looked at the law. They felt that the law said that the Menendez brothers should be resentenced based on some factors that the law provides. And unfortunately, they were met with retaliation. They were demoted to the bottom of organizational charts, to non-supervisory positions, and ultimately their decades-long career in public service were just totally derailed.
The two argued that Eric and Lyle Menendez should be resentenced for the killings of their parents because of their clean record in jail and what they called a low risk of reoffending. The DA has met with the Menendez brothers' relatives and is still reviewing the case, still says it is possible that he might come to the same conclusion, but we just don't know yet. There's a hearing on the resentencing petition that got pushed back because of the fires. Now it's on March 20th. Got some rain coming up, the bulk of it on Tuesday, and it could be a complication to the work to identify dangerous toxic stuff in the Palisades fire site. The EPA says another problem is all of the electric vehicles that were destroyed in the fire, a lot of them in that area. And Craig Figner's been tracking that part of the story.
The charred remains in the Palisades fire disaster site, of course, include thousands and thousands of homes and what used to be businesses, but also cars and specifically electric vehicles that were destroyed in that terrible and deadly fire. The EPA is on scene. They're identifying the toxins, the vehicles presenting an especially challenging problem. First task is to identify destroyed vehicles, electric or otherwise, by their VIN numbers, so that way they're at least accounted for. And then once they're removed, and that will happen over the next month's time, they will be crushed, and ultimately it sounds like they'll end up at some type of a waste site. We may learn this Wednesday exactly where that waste site will be.
It's Craig Figner at the City Hall Bureau. It was Beyoncé's night in a lot of ways at the Grammys, which seemed to have gotten past a lot of the struggles the show went through in recent years. Mike Simpson and Vicky Moore, my colleagues, talked with the LA Times pop music critic Michael Wood about that and other things about the show.
You know, look, Beyoncé has a tortured history with the Grammys. She has not won this album, this prize many times. And so I think finally, voters, the Academy kind of realized, hey, it's time.
Genuine shock, though, when she won for Best Country Album? Or is that just a good performance at the table there? Because people are turning that into a meme now.
Oh, it was instantly memeable. Look, I mean, I think if she's sitting in the room and she realizes that they selected Taylor Swift to do the award, I mean, that kind of clues you off right there that, like, it was going to be Beyoncé because they wanted that Taylor Beyoncé moment. And Beyoncé is certainly savvy enough to recognize that. But yes, the shock face was an instant meme. It was great.
What were the most impactful moments for you of the show?
Look, I think all the LA stuff was artfully, elegantly done. I love the opener, the I Love LA. I mean, I'm a huge Randy Newman fan. I think that was a cool way to open the show. Usually the opener, the Grammy opener is, you know, one of the biggest stars in pop. And I think it was cool that they gave it to this relatively low profile LA rock band. You know, I liked also speeches. You know, Kendrick Lamar wins for rap, for a record of the year and song of the year with Not Like Us. And he basically, you know, says, hey man, this award is, for the city. You know, it came out of his feud with Drake. I thought it was kind of a classy move that he kind of, you know, didn't dance on Drake's grave or anything at that moment. He sort of used it for something else. The LA stuff, you know, look, I mean, the Academy was really trumpeting that hard going into the show, and you could see how it could have felt, I don't know, kind of self-congratulatory or just whatever, but I thought it worked.
I guess if people haven't, like, wised up to the new set of artists like Chappell Roan and Sabrina Carpenter yet, I mean, they're both going to be sticking around after last night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these are going to be long, long careers. You know, I think Chappell and Sabrina, I've often sort of thought of as like a 10 to 15 years later sort of version of Katy Perry and Lady Gaga, you know, two stars who they're still with us. Very long careers for both women.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Grammys, like other award shows, has endured its share of criticism over the years for various things. So here we are, 2025. Where does it stand, in your opinion, in terms of maybe what's left to improve?
Look, a speech that nobody except for like me and people who care way too much about the Grammys paid any attention to last night was when Harvey Mason Jr., who's the CEO of the Recording Academy, he came out and he did his little spiel. But it was very, if you listened carefully, it was really targeted. He was trying to make the case that, look, in the 5 years that he's been in control, the Grammys has changed a lot. They've overhauled the who's in the Academy. They've overhauled who's voting. And the idea is to make it reflective of the way the music industry actually is. I mean, if you follow music, you know that the most important figures in pop music have been women and people of color for years. And so it just didn't make any sense that that wasn't reflected in the membership. Harvey, to his credit, has made a real concerted effort to change that. And so I think we're beginning to see some of the fruits of that, in these who's winning the awards. Whether or not you think the Grammys should matter, do matter, that's a separate question. But if you accept that they do, I think his work is going a long way toward making that case.
And that is the LA Local for this 3rd of February, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships, lacarguy.com. Stay connected with 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. And follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows. We are back tomorrow with another one. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.